Let's stand to our feet tonight. Lift our hands and our hearts to heaven. Come on all over this house. Let's give the Lord praise in the place tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. We worship you today, my King. Oh, come on, let's magnify the Lord together. Oh, let's exalt the name of the Lord together tonight. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. Oh, let's give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify your blessed name, my King. We glorify you today, dear Jesus. God, move in this house. God, move in this house. God, move in this house tonight. Oh, God, move in this house tonight. We glorify you, Lord. Come on, we want to move the Holy Ghost tonight. We want to move the Spirit tonight. We thank you, Jesus, for your touch. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for what we feel in this house tonight. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, come on. This is our worship service tonight. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth tonight. We praise you today, dear Jesus. We glorify you today, dear Savior. Oh, mighty King, mighty Lord, mighty Savior. Mighty God, by your grace. Mighty God, by your Spirit. Oh, come on, clap your hands, all you people. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, he's worthy. Come on, in spite of the present circumstance. In spite of what we're going through, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. Oh, the devil's a liar. Come on, the devil's a liar tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated, asking our ushers if they would prepare to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Thank you for your continued faithfulness, for your support to the work of God, the things of God. Please continue to do that. We are endeavoring to build a church and a building along with it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take time, make time for personal daily devotion. Pray and read your Bible. Make prayer a priority, not a preference. Make it a conviction, not a convenience. It's never convenient to mortify the deeds of this body. So let's do that and let's be faithful in it. Revival and evangelism. Carry church cards with you. Be prayed up. Be a soul winner, shall be witnesses. Amen. So let's do that. Also, excited, abundantly, overly zealous about fireworks. I've already been moving fireworks boxes, and I'm already done with it. Praise God. But we are setting up on the 25th. Yes, that's this month. That's next week. It's a week from tomorrow. If that didn't mess up your night, we start selling the next day. But we sell Friday, Saturday. We're going to take off Sunday. I don't know what we're going to do here. Can't sing, can't worship, so I guess we're just going to, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we'll have church anyhow. And sign-up sheets posted. Let's make a good time of it. And let's remember those who are sick tonight. Let's especially pray for the Candanoza family. They have been struck with illness, and there's some stuff going on in their bodies that God needs to heal and take care of. Pray for Elder Myers. He's suffering. Been to the VA several times the last few weeks, so pray for him. Pray for all those. Pray for Tani. She's sick tonight. Pray for those who will not be able to be in church. Let's stand together. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for the offerings. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, we ask you to bless the gift and the giver. We ask you to bless those that are sick among us tonight, God, that you would help, that you would endeavor to heal them by your spirit, by your power, by your might. Oh, come on, let's do it tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, let's love the Lord together. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let the ushers come tonight and collect the offering. I'm so happy that he saved my soul. And I'll be happier when we get this building done. I mean, I never got tickets in church before, but I guess I'm getting tickets in church. Praise God. And until we get this figured out, we're not touching anything. I was afraid to move the oil. I didn't want to. 18 months, almost $40,000, and 140 services, and we're starting to get tickets at the end, and I don't even know why. So what does the paper say? Well, it says a lot of stuff, but I don't know that we did it at all. And I know they're probably watching, so hello. This may be our last service here. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Praise God. I would tend if people were paying me good money to at my church, I tend to just, you know, hey, thank God for it. But here we are anyhow. Everybody glad to be in church tonight? I don't know that I have been in a more fitting circumstance with a message that I felt in my spirit before all this even came about than what I feel right now. So before we go any further, we're going to lift our hands one more time. We're going to magnify the name of Jesus. Come on all over this house. Come on, we've been blessed. We've been blessed. We've been blessed. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We worship you, Savior. Come on, God has been good to us. God has blessed us. God has helped us. Praise God. Amen. So Isaiah 43, I do want to say this for the record. I do appreciate the Miracle Church allowing us to come in and have service in their facility. I understand it is not convenient. Then there's going to be things that have not maybe gone as smooth as hoped. But, you know, there's been services that we've not been able to have and things that weren't in place when we got here. And we're just thankful for an opportunity to have church, because it would have been a long 18 months having church in my living room. It would have been a long 18 months. In fact, we might as well just found a building to rent and said, forget it. But we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm praying it is not a freight train, and I'm praying it's not a long train, if it is one, because I've been stuck behind those two, and between all the road closed signs and all the closed roads and all the trains and Slow driving people who don't know how to work roundabouts. Sometimes coming to church is a deal. But I thank God we're here. I do feel the Spirit of God in this house. I feel victory in our house. Amen. And so we're thankful for it. And I do want to say we're going to get this figured out. If we're doing something wrong, we want to figure it out. But I just don't know what we're doing. And I don't like showing up with speeding tickets on my desk. So we're gonna do what we're doing tonight, because variety is the spice of life. Isaiah 43 and 1 says this: But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Verse number 2 says, when thou passest through the waters and through the rivers, and thou walkest through the fire. That through gives me a mental image of the middle. I'm not at the beginning. I haven't got to the end yet. I'm somewhere in the middle. And so tonight, just bear with me in my folly as I try to preach what the Lord laid on my heart, the messy middle. Can we lift our hands one more time? Can we ask the Lord to move in this house? Oh, God, you're going to see me through the water. You're going to see me through the rivers. You're going to see me through the fire, because you're my God. You're my Savior. Oh, my God, I glorify you, Jesus. Anybody feel the power of the Holy Ghost in the house tonight? Come on, anybody feel the victory of the Lord in this house tonight? My God, I glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Several days ago, I was listening to a podcast. I don't even know really what the name of the podcast is. I've seen it a couple times on social media. And the man said there is this place called the messy middle. Projects get started and there's excitement brewing. But then it takes longer than you planned. You hit more obstacles than you thought. It costs more than you thought it would. And somewhere in this valley, there's a middle and it's messy. It's the challenging, uncertain transition between beginning and end. It's the dip from fresh excitement when it wears off and the results are not yet visible. While the middle is uncelebrated, this is the place where resilience is built. Personal transformation occurs and lasting character is formed. We must stop viewing the middle as failure. Can I tell you, I have felt like a failure in the last several months. There is nothing that has hurt me more in the last few weeks than what has transpired in the last couple services. When we come in and we feel like we can't just take our liberty and do what we feel, I feel like, man, I did something wrong. We should already be in the building. We weren't planning on being here this long. We weren't planning on being a burden this long, but I feel like a failure. But what we need to do is we need to change the narrative. We've got to quit looking looking at the middle as failure and reframe it as meaningful. God, if you got a purpose, let me learn it. God, if you got a plan, let me learn it. It's a vital period of learning and growing rather than an obstacle to be endured. Come on, somebody. I'm walking through the fire. I'm walking through the river. I'm walking through the waters. I'm not just enduring, I'm walking. I'm not crawling, I'm walking. I'm going through the messy middle. Amen. God does not always keep his people out of the messy middle, but his presence in the middle of it to bring them through. Yea, though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I looked up the word valley today. It has its root way back in the middle. It has its root of a place between two mountains or between two gorges or between two high places. Can I tell you that sometimes a start is high and we know the finish will be high, but there's going to be some low places in the middle. There's going to be some places that are the valleys, but I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Come on, the Bible tells us that he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll be with you. Come on, life is lived in the middle. Amen. Man, from the days when we sold the building and paid off the mortgage, if you go back and watch the videos of that service, it was a high point. Watching us leave that service, it was a bittersweet moment. Going in and having worship in the new building and seeing the progress that God has enabled us to do, that's exciting. But there's this middle. Can't get the trenches dug where I want. Can't get the size of the trench the size I want. Can't get the bids for the parking lot like I want. Can't clean the dust off the walls after all the mudding was. Long days. Spent a lot of time with the same people. Rubbing shoulders and rubbing off. Well, life is lived in the middle. And it is often messy. The middle is where faith is tested. Character is challenged, but also where God reveals himself in ways we could never know otherwise. Can I just tell you tonight, we could still be in the old building. We could just be having church, but we'd miss out on what God wants to do. We could just get comfortable in the middle and say, you know what? We could have been where we were. But in the middle is where God reveals his presence. In the middle is where God tests our faith. In the middle is where God says, you're talking about it over here on the high point. Now you prove it in the low point. You're shouting about it on a Sunday night, but you're going to prove it on a Monday morning when the coworkers are at your case and the people you love are at your case. You're going to try your faith in the middle. Your faith is not tested on the mountain. It's tested in the middle. Your character is not tested when everything's going good. It's tested in the middle. Your perseverance is not tested when everything's going your way. It's tested in the middle. But the middle also reveals the presence of God. Daniel chapter 3, and I'm not going to take the time tonight, although we have it. I could preach for an hour and a half tonight. It'd still be early. Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar makes the golden image, puts all the musicians together. Anyway, I got to be good. Gets all the people together and says, when the music starts, you're going to bow to my image. No doubt this was talked about amongst the Hebrew children. You do realize there were more than four. You do realize there was more than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel. No doubt it had been talked about after a Sunday night service. Man, if that thing gets done, if that thing gets finished, I'm not bowing. I'm going to live right, do right, talk right, act right. And he says, if you don't bow, you're going to be thrown in the midst. Some of you missed that one. You're going to be thrown in the middle. In the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Therefore, when the time came, and the people heard the music of the cornets and the flutes, that there were certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. But when you played the music, there were three boys. There were three young men that fell not down and worshiped. He said, they should be cast into the burning fiery furnace. You know the story. I don't have to go through all the scriptures tonight. You know that when he found out, he gave them a chance. They said, we're not careful to answer you. We made up our mind, not just on the mountaintop, not just at the beginning. We don't even know how it's going to end. But we made up our mind in the middle. We made up our mind in the middle. We're not careful to answer you, O King. If God delivers us, then fine. But if not, we will not bow. And that same hour, God kicked over the fiery furnace. God blew out the fire. In that same hour, they were thrown in the midst, right in the middle of the burning, fiery furnace. The men that put them in fell over dead. The soldiers that put them in fell over dead. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were walking around in the middle. They were walking around in the middle of a burning, fiery furnace. And the king looked in and said, did we not put three in? But I see a fourth man, and he's in the middle. I see a fourth man, and he's walking around in the middle with them. He didn't come at the beginning. He didn't come after the fire. He came in the middle of the come on, in the middle of your valley, God's going to show up. In the middle of your circumstance, God's going to show up. In the middle of your trial, in the middle of your sickness, in the middle of your disease. Oh, my God, they came out of the middle of the fire because Jesus, in the midst, the Bible tells us, I see four men loose. Can I just preach to us tonight? You don't have to be bound in the middle of your circumstance. You don't have to be bound by the things that was done wrong with you or to you, by you and for you. You don't have to be bound by the things that people say. You don't have to be bound by your past. When you're in the middle of your situation, you can still be loosed because there's one walking with you. The miracle was not that there was no fire. The miracle was that God was with them in the fire. The miracle is not that you never see a middle. The miracle is that God is with you in the middle. He said, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm going to tell you what was going on. Those young men were gathered together in his name. They may not have known his name, but they knew the one true God. And he said, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in the middle of them. I'll get in the midst of them.
God didn't come before the fire. God didn't come after the fire. He came in the middle of the fire. Come on, somebody get a revelation tonight. You want to change your circumstance? Get loose in the middle of your fire. Come on, they came forth of the middle of the fire. They came forth. The fire had no power. The fire didn't have power over their clothes. The fire didn't have power over their hair. But their middle had power over the king's word. He changed his word.
Here it is, the middle. It couldn't touch their clothes, couldn't touch their lives, had no effect on them. Imagine. The door opens to the furnace. The soldiers died. By all points, they should have died right then. But they didn't. Why? Because he was already in the fire. His provision and protection was in the fire. Just like for Daniel, it was in the lion's den. Oh, if I'm not careful, I'm going to get ahead of myself. The thing that was meant to destroy them delivered them. The same men that were going to put them in it, they were in it. The same men that wanted to put Daniel in the lion's den, they went in, and the fire had power over them, and the lions had power over them, because the difference was God wasn't with them in their middle. But here's the crazy part. The middle is messy. The middle is messy. But the middle can be majestic. That's not just a preacher finding a word that started with M. Okay? I know we do that. I know we try to find words that rhyme or go together or sound good. That's the definition of the word. Let me just give it to you. The Bible said they came out of the midst. The word midst means middle, the same wherein. It comes from the word corresponding to the back. By analogy, the middle, which comes from the word, which means to mount up or to rise or to be majestic or to be glorious or to be grow up or to increase or to be risen or to triumph. Can I just give you a few places that word is used? Exodus 15:1, he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider had been thrown into the sea. And Miriam answered, sing ye unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. I'm going to tell you where your middle comes from and what your middle leads to. A triumphant. My God, Psalm 136:14, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it. I'm going to tell you, my God, the Red Sea, they had Pharaoh behind them and the Red Sea before them. And God said, I'm taking you right through the middle. I'm not taking you over it. I'm not taking you around it. I'm not taking you under it. I'm taking you right through it. The middle can be majestic because there's triumph. To him which divided the Red Sea in parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. Now think about this. Here's the children of Israel leaving Egypt. They're being chased by Pharaoh. Where is God? Where is God in this moment? He's between. They're up here. Pharaoh's army's back here. And God got in the middle. He made it cloudy. And while he's making it cloudy, he tells Moses, stretch forth thy hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night. And he made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went in the middle, in the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the walls of water were on the right hand and on the left hand. And they went right down the middle. And then God lifts the cloud. Egypt sees it. And look where they went. And Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst. Oh, God. I want to preach it like I feel it right now. I wish I had everybody's undivided attention. I want a God that you can understand. If I go through the middle, the enemy will follow with me. Come on, you already know the story. Do I have to read it to you? That they went in the midst of it. And while they were in the middle of the sea, God said, put your hand over the water. And the Egyptians were drowned in the midst of the sea. The Lord overthrew them in the middle, and there remained not so much as one of my God. The middle did not destroy, it delivered. The middle did not destroy, it delivered. Come on, embrace the middle. Get a hold of the middle. God, that's where your provision is. God. Oh, let's stand to our feet tonight. Don't fear the middle. God never lost his people in the middle. That's where the enemy was defeated. He couldn't do it in the sea. He couldn't do it with the lion's den. He couldn't do it with the Egyptians, because God was with them in the middle. Come on, lift your hands all over this house. Come on, some of you in the messy middle right now. Some of you are going through trials and struggles right now. I know it's messy. It's not there to destroy you. It's there to deliver you. It's there to strengthen you. It's there to build your faith and your trust in God. Come on, if I ever felt the church was in the middle of a trial, it's right now. But can I tell you, this is not meant to kill us. It's meant to deliver us. It's not here to divide us. It's here to make us stronger together. It's here to unite us. Come on, don't let the middle destroy your friendship. Don't let the middle destroy your relationships. Don't let the middle destroy your faith. Don't let the middle destroy your hope.
Come on, it was great in the beginning. It was wonderful in the beginning. And we'll shout when it's done. But what about the middle? Come on, it's a lot of work in the middle. It's a lot of heartache in the middle. It's a lot of struggle in the middle. Come on, the enemy's pulling out all the stops. The enemy's doing the best he can. This is where sickness comes in. This is where the disease comes in. This is where destitution comes in. This is where the bitterness and depression comes in. Come on, we ought to be thanking God for the middle. It's going to make the end that much better. We ought to be thanking God for the middle. It's going to make the victory that much sweeter. Come on, God has never left his people in the middle. God has never left his people in the middle. He's just setting up the enemy for defeat. Oh, Jesus. Come on, don't fear the middle. Don't fear the middle. I will fear no evil. God does not leave his people in the middle. God does not walk away from you in your trial. Don't quit on God in the middle of what he's using to give you victory. Isn't it crazy?
He lifted the cloud. And even though the Egyptians, they thought God's fighting for them. Pharaoh said, go after them. He put them right in the middle. The Bible said they took the wheels off the chariots. They drove them in. I mean, they got in. They got right smack in the middle of that Red Sea. And God said, now, Moses, stretch your hand again. Right where I want them. And the Bible said there remained not even one of them. Not one of the pursuers. Not one of the soldiers that wanted to take their life remained alive. Don't quit on God in the middle of what he's using to give you total, glorious, majestic, triumphant victory. Can I just tell you, if you'll make it through the middle, you'll never fight some battles again. There'll be some enemies that will never pursue you if you allow God to teach you in the middle. Now here it is. I'm closing with this. Some of us, in fact, yea, all of us, whether you recognize it or not, some people, I wish I was as confident in their cluelessness as they were. They don't even realize that we're facing a trial, that we're going through anything. It's the same for them no matter what happens. But for the most of us who have cognizant awareness, we're in the messy middle. Tempers have risen. Hopes have been dashed. The only thing thin on me is my patience, and it's getting thinner every day. All this stuff is happening in the middle. But if I'm not careful, I'll forget what God did in the beginning, and I'll miss out what he's doing in the end. If the devil can use this middle to kill the promise, he will. This thought came to me the other day. I don't even know if it fits in here, but I'm going to say it because it came to me right now. Jesus was still God manifest in flesh, even though he waited on his ministry for 30 years. He was just as much God manifest in flesh as the baby born in the manger in Bethlehem, as the 12-year-old boy that we see confounding the doctors and the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the temple, and the boy that we never heard of again for 18 years. Same God. Same Messiah. Even in the middle of birth, even in the middle of Christmas and Easter, he was still God. You know where else he was God? He was still God hanging on the middle cross. He was still God hanging on a middle cross, bridging earth to heaven. I'm going to tell you what he is. He's the God of the middle. He's not just the God of the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, and is to come. I'm still the God of the middle. Somebody ought to get a revelation of that tonight. Don't quit on the promise. The prayer hasn't been answered yet. The healing hasn't come. You're still in the middle. And this is it. I'm done after this. The beginning brought excitement. The end will bring celebration. But the middle requires faith. You can shout all you want in the beginning. And if you wait to shout when it's over, you missed out on all the shouting. Do you remember what Brother Boggs preached? First service of this year, the miracle in the middle. They walked. They literally lived in miracle. the shoes they were wearing, the clothes they were wearing, the provision God was giving them. And they still complained. And they still griped. And they missed out on the promised land. I'm not missing out on what God's doing. If I'm going through this, I'm going through it. If I'm in the middle of this, I'm going through it. Come on, one more time. Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Lift your spirit to God tonight. Come on, your middle's not final. Your valley's not the destination. Don't pitch a tent in the valley. Oh, give God praise tonight. Give God glory tonight. Hey, when you're going through a struggle, say, this is just the middle. This is just the middle. This is just the middle. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen, amen, amen. The messy middle. Thank God for it. Make it the meaningful middle. Because we serve the God of the middle. Praise God. Amen. Can we just lift our hands one more time? Just because he's good. Just because he's awesome. We love you, Savior. We glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Before we leave tonight, we're going to pray. We don't want to leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth. If we're doing something wrong, if we're being malicious or anything like that, we need to fix it. I don't think we have been. I think we've done everything we can to do things right. We clean up after every service. We just do the best and treat it like our home. We take care of our home. But I want us to pray that this can be resolved quickly, easily, with no confrontation, no problems. And that we continue to use this facility until our building is done. The last thing we need is to try to find another place to have church because we messed something up. We don't want to do that. We want to thank Miracle Church for opening their doors to us. Yes, it has cost us money, but it would have cost us money anywhere. And so we're thankful to have a place to have church. Let's pray right now. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your incredible spirit that we feel in this house tonight. God, we know we're just in the middle of a trial. In the middle of troubles right now, God, but you're able to smooth this over, work this through, show us the error of our ways, if there are any, God, whatever we have to do. God, by your, we thank you, Lord God. Give Miracle Church the revival. Give them the blessings. Help them, Lord. Bless them, God. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.